Syria's foreign minister says his country respects UN Arab League envoy's peace plan. Malam made the comments during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing. This as the Emir of Qatar has once again called for military intervention in Syria. The Qatari Emir made the remarks during his visit to Italy. In Bahrain's northern village of Sanabis, anti-regime protesters have vented their anger at the Crown Prince. The demonstrators confronted Prince Salman as he came out of a mosque. Bahrainis have been rallying across the kingdom since last year, calling for freedom and the fall of the regime. Two Libyan nationals have taken legal action against former British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw over their illegal rendition in 2004. Abdul Hakim Balhaj and Sami Al-Saadi accuse Britain of complicity in their torture by Libya's former regime. Straw did not comment on the legal action because of the ongoing police investigation into the case. Economic experts say Spain will eventually seek a multi-billion euro bailout for its banks. They believe Spanish banks will have to turn to the Eurozone's rescue fund to cover losses caused by a property market crash. Concerns over Spain's market have deepened recently. British police are reeling from fresh allegations of racism within their ranks. Both the police and the Independent Police Complaints Commission are investigating 20 officers involved in separate incidents. This in a scandal that's threatening to engulf new Commissioner Bernard Hogan Howe's tenure in charge of Britain's largest police force. Residents of New York City have taken to the streets demanding banks and corporations pay their fair share of taxes. In a separate protest in the city, demonstrators called for hard reductions in the country's military spending, as well as an end to America's current wars. NATO foreign and defense ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss the war in Afghanistan. The meeting precedes another to be hosted by the U.S. in May to map out a two-year phased withdrawal of troops from the country. Australia has already announced it's leaving Afghanistan 1 year earlier than planned. And finally, Spain and Britain have threatened Argentina with swift economic retaliation after the country nationalized its biggest oil firm, YPF. Spanish oil giant Repsol, that acquired YPF in 1999, says the move is illegal and has promised legal action against Buenos Aires.